La fleur de la solitude. L'eau rouge. Red water. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. This smells nice.
Wait, just keep on massaging. La mer lavande, cypress, and the peppermint, ouais. They should soothe the pain, relax you a bit. You can also close your eyes and smell your hands. Oh, no, 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 just don't touch the eyes, okay? Oh, okay, okay. Good that I diluted them with base oil. Please pay attention to keep oils away from your eyes. Bien. Now, slowly and deeply. It might speed up the process.
I took 2 pills in the morning.
I believe you. You are pale, you know. Do you drink enough water, tea?
Ouais, ouais, beaucoup de camomille.
Oh, good. Camomille soothes muscles and relaxes the uterus. Le curcuma, le thé au curcuma, turmeric, ouais, also helps with cramps and has anti-inflammatory properties.
I'm glad that I'm here, eventually. I knew it would be useful. I just had to get out of the studio after 2 days of working.
Does it always hurt you like this?
Not always, but every time she finds a different way to say, I'm here. And, pain is the best way to do it. While she's here, she's the queen and everything stops. But it's good. It can always get worse. My friend had a painful period and a corona too, so I'm good for now. And here comes the old me. And as I'm so, so grateful for all the things women can use nowadays, today, in time of menstrual cup, I just can't imagine myself going through this in old times. Cold, pads, pain. I mean, how did they do it? Did they wash it every hour?
In the end of the 19th century in the American West, women held their pads up with suspenders. It was called by the company brand... something like Osier Ladies Sanitary Belt, comme ça.
Oh, poor girls.
In the 18th century in France, the scent of a woman on her period was considered a tendon, since it demonstrated her fertility.
Oh, that's disgusting.
German women were free to bleed onto their puffy Victorian dresses.
Oh no, stop it. Elle, where did you read all this?
I haven't read it. You might be surprised, but there is a whole web series, La Comédie, about women dealing with periods in different periods of history. In ancient Rome, during menstruation, the women had the power to warn of natural disasters and farm pests.
Oh my god, I have to see that. What is it called?
I don't recall the name, or who is the author. Of course, a woman, but I just googled the keywords. By making this short form series, she wanted to destigmatize menstruation in the media and empower women to embrace their periods, especially young ones. After all, none of us would be here without it. A period is something every girl should be comfortable with and not ashamed to talk about. And what is beautiful about the whole project is that they are collaborating with a charity that provides free feminine hygiene products to women in need in countries where such products are not readily available.
Oh, yeah. I remember how I felt embarrassed. I begged my mom not to tell my dad when I got it for the first time. And of course she did. I will never forget that. I felt so ashamed. And still, until recently, I would buy the pads and tampons and put them in the paper bag, as it is something no one should know about. Whew, okay. Okay. Oils calmed me, and this memory upset me in a second. You know, even if I think that I'm not stressed out when I have cramps like these, she, the Lady M, or lasts longer or comes earlier. With time, I learned to listen to myself a bit better. And all these irregularities are a sign that something's wrong. When I was breaking up my long relationship, I had a period 5 times that month.
In some cultures, women with periods were
excommunicated?
Yes, as they were considered dirty. While at the same time in some other cultures, they were highly appreciated as considered being more intuitive and closer to nature.
Maybe that's why some girls have periods at the same time after spending more time together, right? Have you ever had your period at the same time with some women you spent more time with?
Si, avec Monique. It has something to do with the sweat compounds that promote spontaneous alignment. But to get there, women should spend more hours together every day for at least 3 weeks? Oh no, 3 months. Please feel free to take that blanket on the sofa and warm yourself up, like at home.
Oh, merci, I will. When I was a kid, it hurt so much that I wouldn't go to school for a day or two. I didn't leave the thermophore for days.
Ouais. It functions like medication. It blocks pain receptors. Men's end also helps.
Ouais. You know, you really intrigued me with this chromotherapy and its influence on us. I was reading about it and I learned about colors a lot. Some things make sense, but no one in school teaches you that, and it is important how we use it in our environment since our childhood. Who would ever say that yellow is the color of passion and not the red one?
Yes. It might increase the interest towards the opposite sex, but not as the red one.
What? It doesn't work with gay people?
Give me some time to test it. But I think it just increases our interest in that sex that already attracts us, or our partner.
Ah, okay. I'm thinking about buying a yellow coat. I saw one in the shop window on my way here.
You in yellow? That would be a sight. A shirt or a dress would be just fine for the beginning. You might provoke a contra-effect, like I did with the yellow walls. Yellow is very stimulative for mental abilities and the left brain hemisphere. It awakens us and lifts up our self-confidence. But it is also the heaviest color for the human eye to decipher.
Decipher.
Oui. Brain accepts colors just like the stomach accepts the food. If I were you, I would skip the yellow and go straight to the red one. You can't go wrong with that.
When you say you can't go wrong with that, it seems pretty simple. But as much as we would all love to, in practice we don't believe in simplicity. I mean, intuitively and by experience, I believe in it. But I don't live by it still.
Since all this technology came, many aspects of humankind explorations and customs are ignored, neglected, or discarded. Color medicine is one of them. Ah, No matter if we talk about Ayurveda, allopathy, acupuncture, homeopathy, physiotherapy, aromatherapy, or chromotherapy. The common feature of every remedial and curative system of treatment is to somehow apply vibration of one kind or another in such a manner that the body can be put back on the health track. Most systems induce vibration indirectly, but there are a few in which the vibrations are used directly upon the body, and chromotherapy is one of them. Oh, I almost forgot. I felt something was missing. Please, please, remember where we stopped.
Me?
This one will help us on our road of clarity towards simplicity. Basilic. The basil. A bit later, I will give you a bit in a small bottle. You will need it. We will need it.
Oh, great. Last time I smelled Immortelle's oil and I went straight to the shop to buy the same lamp as yours. I couldn't postpone it anymore. For now, I enjoy mostly the aroma effects of your presence.
Nice. We are making some progress.
Basil seems fine too. Color medicine and direct vibrations?
Bref. If a clay pot is repaired by clay, a cloth doll by a piece of cloth, then why couldn't the light electrolytes be used for human healthcare, which is the origin of man's creation? At first, there was
a light.
A light. Well,
if God made light as it came out of him, her, then the light is God and God is light, just like everything else around us.
Well, and if we were created in his own image?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of even thinking about this.
What? It's forbidden?
I don't know how to put it, but it bothers me for too long now. I don't know what I believe in anymore, except in love. Love is my religion. All else is...
manipulation?
Oh no, I didn't say that.
Of course, je suis désolé. I didn't mean anything bad.
C'est bon. I apologize. I guess it's just my hypersensitivity of the month.
Everything that is inside of us and around us is here to serve us. So, all those emotions are there to help you. To help you help yourself. I don't know if I mentioned this, but it is crucial to repeat it. By not saying it out loud, or at least on the paper for ourselves for the start, it cannot have the same effect. All that you are feeling now under your skin is important to understand. Even though these feelings are uncomfortable? Well, uncomfortable at the moment, they are useful. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have your notebook?
Always. You never know.
Oh, still hurts.
Seems like, but it's much better, thank you.
Okay. S'il te plaît, just write down. What emotions did I feel when Immortelle and I were talking about religion, God, light, in the manipulation. Okay. It will take some time to find out the triggers of your reaction. But until then, maybe some scientific information will help you with your analysis. There is one ophthalmologist and the scientist Dr. Lieberman who says that light is the medicine of the future. In his lectures, he goes all the way back to the cell system, back to the basics, and reminds us how the human race evolved under the rays of sun. Reactions on the spectrum of colored light are deeply rooted in our nervous and survival system. Ancient observation of chromotherapy is a centuries-old concept since 2000 BC. The history of color medicine is as old as that of any other medicine. Phototherapy, light therapy, was practiced in ancient Egypt, Greece, China and India. And finally, color is part of the light and today is used for ultraviolet radiation in medicine. Remember when I was telling you about how I motivate my client with physical exercises? The story about serotonin? About serotonin?
Yes, but I know that sunlight is a perfect blend of seven colors and that it is beneficial for the production of vitamin D and mood and energy improvement, but what about the negative effects? Skin cancer?
I am talking about moderate exposure to UV radiation. 30 minutes per day is a necessity. People who work outdoors have fewer chances to get melanoma than those who are all the time working indoors under the false light. Their skin is preparing itself by developing melanin in the skin that protects them from burning. Most major diseases are connected with a lack of vitamin D, which aids in the regulation of calcium metabolism. Insulin secretion, blood pressure, immunity, et à la fin, la propagation cellulaire, in the cell propagation.
So, what should I do? Take off all my clothes and walk in the sun?
pourquoi non? Pourquoi pas? And without sunglasses too. Under the condition that you don't look at the sun and walk around in the middle of summer and at noon, of course. Do you recall that feeling of going out on the sun, on the light, and doing...
Yeah, and every time I sympathize with those people in Scandinavia.
Oui. But they have found some other ways to find satisfaction in life. And it raises the quality of life in some other ways. Nothing can replace the sun. But that's how we evolve. By finding new solutions. It is called survival.
I guess there is a reason why people still live in the North Pole, but I just don't get it. I recall reading about this melatonin stuff and its correlation with cycles' regularity and overall fertility.
Of course! In order for pineal gland to reduce the production of melatonin during the day and increase it during the night, we should pay more attention on usage of artificial light. In other ways, it disturbs the sleep cycle.
In one article, a doctor talked about her experiment while she was trying to conceive. For a few months, she was doing what you just said, every day for 20 minutes. And I was laughing about it. But she made her ovaries produce more progesterone during the ovulation, and low temperature affected by the stress and lack of natural light eventually increased.
For sure. Sunlight is a factor that influences menstrual cycle. A Russian research on women living in continental climate at temperate latitude shows that ovarian activity is greater in summer than in winter. Another interesting note is that it seems that caffeine reduces melatonin.
Coffee?
Ouais. As we sleep less. And when melatonin is too low, estrogen rises and only blocks out all types of false light while sleeping. And of course, less coffee increases melatonin and progesterone levels. Frida, you see all these plants. Look at their leaves. They are completely turned towards the window, like guided. They depend on it, just like we do. The health of every cell depends on the source. Those cells are in us too. Different colors are responsible for the release of different hormones, which keep us healthy. There is really a reason why we sleep during the night. Do you notice the change in your energy during the day?
Well, I still don't get my colleagues who work during the night. I cannot look at the screen. Working early in the morning is normal for me. Of course, with one coffee or two.
We have different abilities and rhythms, but as there is a difference between night and day, there is a difference between normal and natural. But we like to think and to tell ourselves things that approve of our behavior. It is easier to complicate. It is easier to avoid confrontation with our fears. I am not a morning person. Come on. Why shouldn't we make it simple and just take it as it is? And not to procrastinate all the time. We should react by what catches our eyes at the moment. You know the expression, "it caught my eye"?
Sure.
Do you know why they say it that way? If we start looking at the things from another perspective, that is, we are the center of the world, but more from the position of the cell membrane. As the observers, our lives would be more simple, more relaxed, because it is not we, us, who are seeing. It sees us, and we become aware of it when it is important for us. It catches us. Cette force invisible. The wind of change. Huh?
Oh, I see.
You see? You say, "I see." When you understand something, and you didn't put a huge effort in it, right?
Right. Oh, I instantly remembered the effort I had to put in understanding physics.
But we are now talking about physics.
Yeah, but from a different perspective. If only I had teachers like you.
Okay. Please don't exaggerate. You haven't said thank you for a long time.
Don't pull my feathers. As a matter of fact, I had one great teacher. Because of her, I fell in love with biology, yeah. When I was doing my homework, biology homework was always left as the last one, as a dessert. I would be so excited. And then I realized how it is important to love what you do and how by doing it, you make a difference. Drawing how plants breed was the most beautiful part of my education. I know it sounds silly a bit, but combining the drawing with knowledge was my way, I guess. Ida was her name. and I'm so thankful for that experience.
Oh la la, I knew I would regret it.
What? It wasn't aimed at you. And it's my peak of the day. My pain is gone and I really feel blessed and thankful.
Oh, quel carousel des émotions today, huh?
It is really not easy with us women, huh?
But what would men do without us? They would probably die out.
We give them life and we keep them alive.
Can you write it down now? The feelings at the moment.
You mean this moment of woman power?
Bien sûr.
Avec plaisir, mademoiselle.
As I was thinking about the sequence of colors, and I started with the range of active light warm ones, I thought how it would be good to continue with them. You know, they accelerate the processes in the body and excite us. I was thinking about the orange one. But when I saw your condition today, the red one seemed to be a better choice. And le pont parfait. The perfect bridge to take us straight to your emotions. There is no more promising color that encourages strong physical and emotional reactions than the red one. It lifts our blood pressure, and it is the color of the fundamental life force. Life fire that circulates through our body. Well, if athletes are using it for raising their energy, why wouldn't we try it too?
Oh, well, it seems I sensed your intentions. Soon our periods will align.
Well, you're a bit better now.
Oh, yeah. Much better. But without the oils, the blanket. Oh, and I was thinking, red blanket. Wow, you are really prepared today.
What did you think? That I'm some kind of an amateur?
Oh my God. Oh, I'm sorry. It seems like I still can't laugh.
Just take it easy, Frida. Well, it's that kind of a day.
You know, that's why I'm here today. For the feeling of acceptance from your side, whatever I do or say.
It's my job, Sherry.
Yeah, but I know a girl who once told me that she was seeing a psychotherapist with whom she shared that she doesn't have a need to be a mom, to have a child. And the therapist, who is a female, was convincing her that she won't have a fulfilling life or finally feel whole if she doesn't do it. As motherhood is a part of everyone's life mission.
Is it?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Is it yours? Would you like to be a mom?
I thought I wanted to. But now, I'm not sure. It might be late. I don't know if I could handle it. My body is not any younger and my nerves... I mean, if he or she would be like me, I doubt I could handle it. Come on, with my knees.
What does it mean, being like me?
I mean, I was alive. When the kid is full of energy in my country, we say that he or she is alive. Oh, these literal translations of mine. What's the word? Vivid.
Vivant.
When I was a kid, my mom was giving me a sleeping syrup. As I was hyperactive, I needed just a few hours of sleep.
But if you were like that, That doesn't mean that your kid would be like that. Chérie, that what you are talking about is called irrational projection of the mind. Or, simply put, imagined fears.
I know. I've been dealing with it for some time, but I'm okay now. I'm in the process of accepting whatever comes. Anyway, I wouldn't have met you if I had a family. This lifestyle gave me some other things, and I took the best of it. I mean, the best I knew to take. I still think that I could have taken more.
Do I hear the guilt behind these words? Oh, we are having as much as we need, right?
That's right, just in the period of the period, nothing's right.
I agree. But how can you be sure that if you had a la famille, a family, kids, husband, girlfriend, that we would never meet?
I mean, we cannot be sure about anything. But if you would have kids and obligations, you know, you have to live at one place, take them to school, go to work, keep up close to family.
Bien. Then write it down. What does my ideal partner look like? Describe him. What does he do? What does he think? Where does he come from? How much money does he earn? Or he doesn't. Maybe you earn all of it. How many kids do you have? Where do you live? Frida, you are a bit slower today. Okay, j'attends. Okay, t'as fini? Okay. Does he believe in God? Your God, his God, whatever. I will give you some time.
Now?
Yes, now. Why do you look at me like that? I will give you some time. And inspiration. While I go to the toilet.
Okay, we are getting too close.
C'est mal. Please start from the beginning of today's notes.
But...
If you give us one answer, it will be just fine.
Noćas popila sam rakiju života, samo gorak bio je strah da me ne pokopa. Misto slike gruba lica, proleti jato crnih lastavica, slobodno. Znam, može biti teško sutra, ali neću mislit, držim se trenutka. Čuvam šta sad imam, sve što leglo je na divan, dosta je samo pogled na tebe. Sve boje mojih mora unio si okuse u svaku škrinju mojih mora. Rastoči si vitre jer sam ti dopustila da po njima šetaš, jer sam ti dopustila da me tako gledaš. U sve sobe mojih snova unio si obrise, svaku ideju moju razbio na mirise. Jer sam si dopustila pogled u ogledalo, jer sam si dopustila, s tobom je krenilo. Oh.
déjà fini?
I didn't write much. As Rakia played, it only reminded me how far from my ideal world I am.
Why? What is Rakia about?
About my wounded wings? From all the songs, you played Rakia, why?
I am sure if it was any other, you would react the same.
You are right. Yeah. So, there is a guy.
I knew it. I knew it. Lord de Vie. I translated just the title.
Please, don't cheer up so much. There was a guy. By the chords and the harmony of the song, although it's all about being in the moment and taking the best of it, you can suppose it is not a really happy ending story.
Did your life finish? How can you say that then? Anyway, one rule. Every story is good when we take the best out of it. And the second rule. Until the last breath, we don't know if some spark will become a fire.
Oh yes, there was a fire. As a matter of fact, there was a fire with a capital F, and the whole building was on fire.
Did the fireman come? Pardon, kidding, continue.
Okay. My life didn't finish, but as it is composed of life stories, and as this one hurt enough, I decided to finish it so I could move on to the next one, hopefully a happier one. Pain is inevitable, and I have to handle it. But suffering, I can drop down. Suffering just because of myself is easier than because of someone who doesn't see my values.
That's what we strive for. But where would be the satisfaction of revelation if we would know everything? If we wouldn't suffer at all? If we haven't been down, how could we appreciate the heights?
I agree. But is that suffering really that necessary? Come on, or you want to be with me or you don't. Simple. I gave the chance to this relationship even though I knew it wasn't good for me. And that's what makes me feel this way, the guilt that I didn't listen to myself. I was thinking that life might be offering something outside my borders. You know when people say profite de la vie? Relax, enjoy life, joie de vivre. And then the recovery lasts 10 times longer than the pleasure that one bottle of red wine had given you.
You regret doing something while being drunk?
Oh, no, I wish it was that. That was just a metaphor, Al. I mean, there were nice things in it, otherwise I wouldn't keep on going. But there is a line, and I let him not to walk over it, but to erase it by walking on it.
Bien, the red couleur is spoken. I'm sorry. Bad timing. C'était ma métaphore.
I am telling you my deepest pain, and you make metaphors.
I'm sorry. I deeply apologize. Frida, I was just following you in your energy. I thought, as you said you like when I make jokes, I thought my support in this way will make it a bit easier for you. I really apologize. Pardon.
I really have never met someone like you.
Merci. Look. If we don't make our heard moments later. Who will? I don't treat you as my patient, but my friend. Mon ami. And friends are someone who we choose. They are chosen family. And as we started our conversation, honestly, shouldn't we continue being completely honest?
You just witnessed the child in me.
As you are opening yourself to me, I also offer to you my vulnerability. Do you think I cheer like this, like a clown, for all my clients? I also feel safe with you.
Sometimes strangers seem much closer to me than anyone I know. That's why I let my passion take me. It lasted some time. Not too long, but then again long enough to break my... I still don't know if my heart was broken or my ego. I want to believe that it's the second one. At least there will be some use of it. I was trying to suppress it, to stop it. But as he was there all the time in the same building, I couldn't avoid that tragedy. And the chemistry, that was for another dimension. You don't want it, but it's there. I would see him every day, and in my solitude, it was nice to have someone's attention. I remember thinking, no way. He's not my type. He can't give me what I need. But then, I just felt how I enjoyed his hola, his que tal in the elevator, his fucking Spanish charm. Sorry, I'm sorry. I crossed my boundaries twice. And since then, I'm trying to forgive myself. I let my passion take me and allowed my heart to take the wheel. And then, after some time, I realized I was dating someone's dad. And while 3-ton truck was parking on my chest, my hola got stuck in the middle of my throat and I wasn't able to respond at the moment. I would never get another part if any director has seen the complete absence of my acting talent that morning. He really did his best to confirm my presumption about man's infidelity.
Do you think that that's the reason for your Christmas anxiety attack?
No. That's just the drop that overflowed my glass when it is about the mistrust in people. I don't know why people do it. I mean, I understand that it can happen, but when it lasts, I just cannot understand. Weaknesses are part of us, but if we don't work on them, they outgrow us. If you do one thing and say another, who are you? When my words and acts wouldn't match, I would withdraw and be still until they would match again, somehow. I believe in change and that the worst periods in life are transitional ones. But how many collateral victims have to be sacrificed on the road of selfishness before they make some decisions? Take some responsibility in life. You cannot have everything.
Okay. Pardon, but this is not only about men.
Of course.
Bien sûr.
Sorry, the same goes for women, no difference. As I said, we can all have our weak moments. But if we don't learn from them and evolve, it seems we are becoming more immature with years than when we were younger. We cannot have it all, at least at the same moment. He said he had someone. But he didn't say that they had a child. A decade-long relationship and the fucking parrot. He said, and I quote, "I had someone, but it is over for some time now. My Facebook info says I'm a widower."
Okay. Breathe. Yes. Take some water.
thank you. I know nothing about that woman, that child, or that parrot. But what I know for sure is that this, his wife, or what, ex, whatever, that woman for sure thinks that I'm some crazy introverted artist by my immature reaction. I've never answered his messages since I met all of them in front of our building. I've been entering and leaving my studio this past month more as a burglar than as a tenant, in order to avoid him, or them. I didn't plan anything with him. I just enjoyed some life moments without a lot of thinking. And here are the consequences, voila! I don't know. I guess there are no rules. If its name is karma, someone fucked it up big time before me.
Do you believe in that?
Karma? I don't know, but it makes it easier. Not being responsible for almost everything leaves some space for resting. Some people really don't see the problem in lying, no matter if it is the others or themselves. Sorry, but I just don't understand how they don't get tired or even bored of this double life. It's exhausting just talking about it. And at one point, something has to change. You cut it at one end. If I didn't cut it, it would have lasted for who knows how long. Being second best to someone means not being the first to yourself. And that's who we spend our life with the most. People come and go. We stay. I don't blame him. He is as he is. Lost in translation. But what is so self-destructive in us women that we love so to lose ourselves with someone who's lost more than we are? Please, can you give me the answer to that?
What should I tell you? And you wonder in the... Nature has gifted us, and the other she has taken from us. It is not easy to find a mature man today. Women are by nature more emotional, and men don't really know as much about emotional life as we do. I mean, not by their fault. They are mostly raised like that. Emotional intelligence is something that a lot of parents mess up. Of course, I don't want to generalize, but that is what I know from my own experience and my professional practice. I don't know how much you know about his life, but it could be very possible that for him, this double life doesn't have the same meaning as it does for you. A lot depends on his history with his family, relations with his siblings, if the parents got divorced.
Of course. I never asked him that, but that would explain it a bit, yes. Yes. Well, I know that he doesn't believe that love can last more than 3 years.
Voila. If you didn't tell me he's Spanish, I would tell you that Beshbeder is just one of them and that maybe you should read his book. But then again, he's a guy, and that's enough.
Right. I mean, I understood what he meant, but...
Attends. Let me try. Think of the human need for water, okay? When you are thirsty, a number one necessity, a desire you need to fulfill and nothing else matters. And after you satisfy the need, as time goes by, the need to drink water alleviates, and you start using the water for other benefits. Showering, swimming, floating, you start experiencing its other gifts and pleasures. Bref, love changes forms, and if you cultivate it, it only grows.
Correct. As I mentioned, I had ups and downs in my, from this point of view, a marriage. But I got a lot of good stuff, too. It defined me the way I am today.
Do you see any good things from this story? I mean, from Rakia?
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot about my core values. And the most essential one is that although I'm still open to life, I can put my head back on the track. I still believe in love, but it just comes in different means of transport. I realize that there is still a woman in me, yes, wanting to be loved, but not taken for granted. And most of all, I managed to transform my pain into a gain. Voila! A lot of tears and a lot of things to be grateful for.
Love doesn't delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. Love is our nature. There shouldn't be a reason to be afraid of the truth. When we act from love, nothing should surprise us. Accepting all the possible outcomes frees us from disappointments and allows the universal truth to prevail over our personal flaws. Rejoicing in the bad luck of others only takes us back to the start of the journey. We always have responsibility, but the biggest one is for ourselves.
Yeah, it's a process. I had forgiven myself a lot of things. Eventually the time will come for this one too.
What do you think about judging?
How do you define it? I mean, I'm afraid that I can hardly make a difference between having an opinion and judging.
You are right. There is a fine line between those two. Les opinions are something that everyone is entitled to. Something everyone should have. Having a different mindset than someone else is a good thing because the need to prove how we are right or the curiosity why someone thinks differently starts conversations. It forces someone to step outside of their own thoughts and comfort zones and readily see things from a new perspective.
I agree with that. From my experience, not having an opinion is worse than having one that someone may not agree with. It leads directly to losing your own sense of worth. At that point, I thought everyone knows better than me what's good for me.
That should never be the case. Only you can form your personal opinion because your personal thoughts are based on your own personal experience. However, judgments go beyond opinion. To pass a judgment is to attack a person's character, personality, and morality based on their own personal choices, to prove ourselves how better than others we are. When we do that, it's always wrong, because we don't know the whole story. You have been in newspapers. You should know how it feels when they make their own headlines.
Oh, yes, I do. Thankfully, I didn't have as many problems as some of my colleagues, but I did some interviews. And usually, the headlines didn't match the context. The comments of journalists were, "Oh, it's nothing personal, the editor made it in order to sell it." What? Is that the only point? To sell it, no matter the consequences? Is that what they call the freedom of journalism? To write just to sell? Or to make a change in this cruel world of materialism by being a ray of light? A ray of truth? I get it. Journalists need to survive, but editors? What kind of a person are you when your prior responsibility is not to serve the real truth to the people? Shouldn't the media support the truth that is so rare today? I know that that demands bravery, but if delivering the truth is not your call as a journalist, there are some other jobs.
I understand your point, Frida, but maybe you generalize a little. Most of people, I believe, go to work with that intention, but then their private and professional circumstances change. You see what's happening around us. Blackmail, manipulation, nepotism, mobbing, games, wars. And at some point, people cannot get out of the circle. Fear sneaks in, and their initial bravery, hope, trust, and expression get disrupted. That's when freedom is lost.
But isn't there some code of honor they all need to swear?
Je suppose qu'il y a. But when people fight for their survival, for their life, all the dignity, reputation, and truth fade, like in a war. And this new normal is more dangerous than the war itself. In the war, at least, we know the sight. Here, everyone is his own enemy on a daily basis.
I suppose you're right. I apologize. Didn't mean to go that far. Somehow it takes me. For me, everything is connected. And personal. That phrase, don't take it personally, I just don't buy it. It is most definitely for the benefit of the speaker, not the recipient. So that they can feel that the relationship is protected. And so they don't have to worry that you won't like them or that you will be defensive. Everyone is only saving their own ass. There is no more empathy in this world. We are so separated and far from each other that chances to understand each other are almost invisible.
In everyone's situation, we can find something from our own world. Only if we want to.
Only if we want to. Judging is very dangerous for our health, but I also sometimes smoke a cigarette, walk barefooted on the cold tiles, drive after a few glasses of wine. Lots of mistakes I make, rules I break. But the biggest ones are those with which I punish myself daily. Bad thoughts. But not about the others, but myself. Worse than judging is the step that comes just after it, when we start being aware of it, and its bitter taste is called the guilt. This is the conclusion I made during my process. And in my opinion, it is even more dangerous for me and the environment than judging. It affects my health even in a more severe manner. The world deserves the best of me. And if I don't love myself, who will love me more? How can I then contribute to the multiplication of love if I don't know the essence of it? I correct myself daily, and that emphasizes my low self-esteem, which affects my immunity system even more, and so on. In this way of thinking, unconscious action as judging is not so dangerous, but its potential consequence, the guilt, which is a conscious way of self-destruction.
Frida. Heavy backpack full of unnecessary things that we carry around just because we think we should always have them close by. Huh. In case of what?
I don't know. I think most of us judge. Without different lives, the world would be colorless, and it would be boring. If coming to this planet isn't for the purpose of learning how to become love by loving different than yourself, then what is it? It would be too easy and therefore not interesting at all. The main difference in judging is between those who are not aware of doing it, those who become aware of the fact that their attitudes come from their own weaknesses and then they keep it quiet, and the third ones who fall into a trap of a second group as they boast of their spiritual progress by judging others and telling them how to live.
We all need praise for improvements. If not needed, then to enjoy them. To feel better is a deeply rooted human desire that pushes us forward.
I almost know no person behind whose words or actions I didn't hear something more than an opinion. I imagine only Jesus, Buddha, and the saints as purely not judgmental, those of the other world. And people who live highly spiritual lives are their closest followers.
Not judging means forgiving and loving all the time.
Do you know someone like that?
When we love ourselves more, we judge others less. It might be like living a bit in your own bubble, in your own world.
Yes, it is not about the others, I know. It is always about us, and how much we are aware of all our imperfections, wounds, and littleness in this world. This is what I meant when I said how transition periods are the hardest. This was my experience. I judged when I knew nothing. It was easier. But when I was evolving, I became aware of it and it became harder. It would be hypocritical of myself to declare how I don't judge. Yes, still I catch myself doing it. I'm only a human. But the need to become a better one is greater. And I'm open to new perspectives in order to understand the perspectives of others. The problem comes when I get no answer. Or until I get it, my own brain builds its own constructions. Well, that's its purpose, to build. So, in order to build a conversation, I have to have some construction. And the paper. Paper is a good start. It's important to start building ourselves. Thoughts are difficult to control, but words, that's a bit easier. We can start from there.
Pas-tu, mon chéri? Some of us are so deeply hurt that we build our new stories on lies daily, since our childhood.
But that can hurt other people.
Yes, but it is me or you. Like I said, we are in a war.
With ourselves. But that means that soon the peace will come. When in war, we dream about peace. When in peace, we are afraid of the war.
Yes, never in the moment. Even in war, we can get a lot. With our thoughts and feelings, we attract both abundance and catastrophes. People are just surviving. The nature of lies is to please others. Reasons are mostly personal and in most of the times, lying is the best they know at the moment. I am sure they started with small, white lies. But as the snowball grows as it rolls...
But I don't feel like he lied to me before.
What does your heart tell you?
That he felt something for me. Hugging a person with a high temperature and exposing oneself to a high level of risk to get infected by the virus. For me, that's an act of care. Or madness. Or selfishness.
So, why don't you talk to him? Still hurt?
Yeah. And maybe I wouldn't be ready to hear him. Yes, my ego cannot handle it. I would only hear lies in his sentences and... I think he's not ready to tell me enough so I could understand him.
And when do you think you will be ready?
I don't know. I will let God decide about that. At the moment, I can't.
That's the best. If we would wait for ourselves, we would never be ready for anything. Good that we know who is in charge. Whoa, what a day. Lots of energy in motion.
Nicely said.
You didn't hear about it?
Oh, yes, I did, but it was the perfect description of today's reunion, just that.
Today we tapped into some important convictions and emotions. But I'm afraid our session's done for today. We will have to continue next time. Okay. Oh, I almost forgot. A bottle of basilic.
Oh, basil, of course. How could it be clearer next time? Merci. Oh, and I forgot to tell you how beautiful and sexy this red lipstick suits you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But good that we had a red blanket.
Yeah. Just the lipstick was the other extreme. I'll find the middle eventually.
Don't worry. We'll find it.
Ouais.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I need to hurry. Oh, we're going to the studio for sound engineering at 11 and I'm late.
Don't run. They will wait. You are in France.
Au revoir.
Grâce à Dieu. L'air frais.
Sanjala sam te sinoć. I u snove mi već ulaziš. Bio si lijep. Lijep i velik. Poprilično velik za svoje prve sate. Bilo je lako imati te. Bilo je lako i donijeti te. Samo si snivao. Nijesti nisi tražio. To tako često. Ma toliko je to rijetko bilo da bih ja i zaboravila. Sram je bilo. Ja sam samo ležala poput nasukane broda. Trajekta. Sve je bilo kako treba. Bez puno soli i šećera, taman. Toliko si miran bio da bih te zaboravila. Kako bih ja to majka bila? Zašto ti prsti dugi? Malo me plaši. Znam da sam čak razmišljala, možda ne bi bilo loše još jedan da navrati, pa ostane. Možda ne bi bilo loše. I onako sam kit nasukani. Sada, kada je sve u redu, i kada ne boli, samo... ne boli.